become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's
no... We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. Your host, guy sitting behind a microphone here, John Stadtmiller, on this 22nd day of January, 2013. Joining me this hour as well, Paul Drockton, and he is our broker for Republic Trading Group. And if you're just now tuning in, you were someplace else, or maybe you just got home from work, whatever the case may be, I was kind of slathering on Mr. Drockton here as the one-stop shop. What have you all been involved in? You know, I said about mining, you're the guy that understands mining and assaying and looking at loads, mother loads versus just loads of rocks. You understand the process and have done it, actually pulling the precious metals out of ground, having it assayed, having it stamped, minted, whatever, and you've gone through the entire thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, hit your high points here. What have you been involved with?
Well, I started out as an insurance agent and literally moved into management, where I got my securities licensing and helped individuals, or should I say train people, to sell mutual funds and literally set sales records in all those areas, and realized about 1997, 1998, that the stock market was a Ponzi scheme, and started doing precious metals, advising my clients to get into precious metals, get into gold, get into silver. And as a result, that turned into, you know, financial consultant operation. I basically have done real estate development, multi-million dollar projects. I owned a lending company. I sold the lending company. Basically, anything to deal with money, John, I've done it.
Well, and but you're an expert in the field of setting up portfolios for folks. For people out there that, gosh, that don't really understand. And, you know, do they pick up a phone book? Do they go to the yellow pages? Do they throw a dart at it? Because they don't know who to go to, and they don't understand what to look for when they're looking for somebody that's literally going to be handling their money to try to protect them. This is a very scary process for a lot of people. And this is why I wanted to make people assured that we got one of the top dogs out there that understand what's going on, have been there and done it, and that can take your portfolio and insulate you for the coming bad years. And man, there's going to be some bad years. How bad are they going to be? I don't know. Is there any adjectives past bad? Like really bad or maybe really, really bad? We all know it's going to be bad. How bad and how long is going to be the question, but what are you going to do in the meantime is the question you should be asking yourself. So, you know, we've been trying to get this point across to people that the only place that we, you know, if we said that it was 1939 postage stamp of the U.S. Post Office that ran this, if there was some value in something else, we'd be telling you about it, okay? Because we'd probably, Paul, you'd probably be in the business of advising people about it. But there isn't. All this, you know, what flight is going to go where, and they're moving out of the bonds and the treasuries and moving into equities, and really? Yeah.
Well, Warren Buffett sold all his stock holdings.
Yeah.
And other billionaires have it as well. I mean, they sell at the top of the market. So the fact that they've liquidated right now should send a very, very strong message.
Yeah, like a red flare if you were paying attention. Yeah, we'll be right back.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All righty, we're back. Paul, you were about to make a point before we got interrupted. How did that guy once put it, by crass commercialism? G. Gordon? Yeah.
Well, I was going to point out, you know, I talked about silver. Here's the numbers with gold, though. If you look at what's in the COMEX depository that's ready for delivery, and that's all that matters, is there's 2.2 million ounces of gold that are ready for delivery. Now, we take a look at the futures market, and we are looking at, this is crazy, believe it or not, this is insane. So we look at the number of put options, which basically is the number of contracts that are actually selling gold, and we are looking at, right now, there are 224,216 contracts that are selling gold. Each contract represents 100 ounces of gold. So if we take 224,000, multiply it times 100, we come up with 22.4 million ounces of gold being sold against less than 2 million in the depositories.
I'm not a mathematical genius, but again, those are not adding up.
Well, if you took all the paper out, what it means is that gold should be at about $18,000 an ounce right now.
And they still haven't figured out what's in gold, what's in ETFs, and we're going to keep playing this shell game. Well, let me go back here to the economic growth. The government, and this is wishful thinking, reports that except for a brief interlude in the early 2000s, and ladies and gentlemen, if you really look at the charts, all things combined, we've pretty much been in a recession for the last decade. Okay. But the interlude in the early 2000s, the U.S. economy has escaped recession throughout the decade, growing by 2 to 4% each year. But without the government's distortion on the gross domestic product data, the opposite would be true, except for brief interludes or mediocre growth. And 2000 and 2004, the economy has been stuck in a recession throughout the entire decade. Now, these are vital stats when you could make or break your financial future. Now, to this degree, the shadow government stats are closer to the truth than the official versions, and it means that the value of your bonds is overstated because of national complacency regarding consumer price inflation. So they're not telling you. The value of your stocks is overstated because of the false optimism regarding the nation's employment and economic growth, and perhaps, most dangerous of all, trillions of dollars in derivatives predicted on true value assets, like stocks and bonds, could be even shakier than often feared. Now, this alone should be more than enough to send thousands of officials into the confessional to give millions of investors sleepless nights. But unfortunately, reality is that, on top of Washington's data distortions, Wall Street adds an equally dangerous layer of investor deceptions. And I want to quickly run through this because they're trying to offer people different places to go, but there is no place to go. Most of the derivatives owned by the commercial banks, investment banks, and so-called non-bank banks are kept off the balance sheets. And what this means is the actual value and stability of the nation's largest and most important institutions are largely unknown and probably greatly, greatly overstated. With only the rarest of exceptions, the hundreds of thousands of bond ratings issued by Fitch, Moody's, Standard & Poor's are uniformly bought and paid for by the very same companies that they are, that are being rated. Rated. There is a built-in bias in the entire system, causing inflated ratings, delayed downgrades, and the continuing deceptions of millions of investors. And brokers and the brokerage firms, despite a clear self-interest to keep their clients in stock market, are routinely allowed to play the role of objective advisors and managers, and this is resulting in the investors are almost universally encouraged to buy when they should be holding and to hold when they should be selling, despite a plethora of guidelines, rules, and laws created to encourage fairness. The very structure of the system continually promotes unfairness. So, you know, lies, lies, more lies. I mean, it goes on. I'm sitting here, and during commercial breaks and in the time that you're speaking, Paul, still lending an ear to you, I'm reading about 599 paper-based currencies over the past millennium, and a spectacular number of paper currencies no longer in circulation. This includes 599 paper money currencies that have ceased to be used as money. And of these 599 dead paper currencies, 30%, 184 ended up ended monetary unions, dissolutions, or other reforms, and as the creation of the euro in 1999, and its physical use since 2002, 15%, 94 of them ended through acts of independence and former colonial states renaming or issuing new currencies. That's always a grand thing to do. Oh, that one's broke. We'll give you another one. 27%, or 156 of those currencies, were destroyed by hyperinflation caused by overissuance of paper money by governments and central banks. 28%.
That's huge.
We're in la-la land here. And here is the monumental fiscal cliff. I mean, it's the abyss that's bottomless. 28%, or 165 of those currencies, were destroyed by war and deemed invalid through military occupation or liberation, depending on who you thought the good guys were and the bad guys. And the Second World War saw at least 95 currencies vanish as nations were conquered and liberated. Next to this, however, hyperinflation is one of the greatest calamities to strike a nation. Now, the figures are clear. Of all the 599 paper currencies that were analyzed, they did disappear. Furthermore, the study pointed out that the median age for all these existing paper currencies in circulation is only about 38 to 39 years. Let me repeat that. 38 to 39% were in circulation for that amount of time. How long has the Federal Reserve been around, Paul?
Since 1913.
It's its 100th anniversary, and not one of these, and I mean of all the currencies, the fiat currencies ever printed out there, not one has ever lasted 100 years. Now, if we did not have the bailouts, you know, shoring up the banks, folks, that just ripped you stupid, it already would have failed. They do not have a solution to the problem that has been created. This is at the crux of this. And understand this, folks. They have no solution to the problem that they have created. None whatsoever. Because, I mean, Paul, people aren't getting this. I mean, this is so monumental to them that they're telling their minds are telling themselves, you know, I can't comprehend it. This is too complicated. It is not complicated. Understanding paper currencies, the fiat crap out there, and know that it always fails. It's not if, it's a matter of when. When does it fail?
I think we're there, John.
Yeah.
I've said that before. You heard me last year when we talked about predictions, and I said that you're going to start seeing massive shortages in precious metals. I know you remember me saying that.
Yeah.
Regardless of what spot price did. And I said the next thing that's going to happen is that we're going to start seeing massive printing of currency, which is going to lead to inflation, hyperinflation, which is going to lead to a collapse of the bond market, which is going to lead to all these derivatives contracts coming due. And literally what they're doing is they're taking all the wealth out of the Western Hemisphere. And I'm convinced that these people have already set up headquarters in the Eastern Hemisphere. That's my honest gut belief.
Well, and this is stuff that you've never heard, folks. Okay? Nobody. And I don't care what economist it is out there. Any Bloomberg talking head that's trying to convince you of markets and the viability of it and, well, what you should buy. Well... If it's paper, leave it alone. Going back to this, the 15th of August, 1971, which marked the end of the Bretton Woods and the start of the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency backed by nothing but promises and trust, that was 41 years and 4 months ago. The British pound, God. The British pound, as defined in 1560, originally represented 1 troy pound of sterling silver. Okay, assigned a value. In order to finance the wars with both France and Scotland, Henry VIII reduced the precious metal content of the English coins, enabling him to mint more of them, increasing the nominal value in circulation, but slowly eroding confidence in the coinage. Paper banknotes were first issued in Britain shortly after the establishment of the Bank of England in 1694. As of January 2009, it takes 82.5 pounds to purchase that same troy pound of sterling silver bought, and we're talking about the paper pounds here, 82.5 to purchase that same troy pound of sterling silver bought for 1 pound 450 years ago, a loss of value equating 98.8%. Now, given all these insights and the fact that the whole world is using the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency, and the ones that still are, yeah, they're whistling through the graveyard right now, a failing dollar has the potential to result in one huge global catastrophe. Now, and again, going back to that story, but what's going over in Italy? You know, the guy says, hey, I'm packing my bags, I'm out of here. Rather than starting to tell the markets the truth about the derivatives and how much is actually out there, if one of these countries starts to do it, it's all going to collapse. If they start telling the truth about the actual derivative debt right now, I can tell you your stocks and bonds will be worthless tomorrow.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
We are back. We'll finish up on this and how the, I don't even know, lie is not a good enough word. Deception is not a good enough word. I don't think there is a word in the English language that describes what these money creatures have actually done. I'm fresh out of adjectives. But this unrelenting pressure that we're up against.
Mm-hmm.
The high-ranking government officials back in the 70s who swore, remember when they said that the SNLs were safe, even as thousands of thrifts were failing all around them? You know, at least some people went to jail over that one, right? The FDIC mm-hmm. and the Federal Reserve officials of the 1980s who were vehemently denied the threat to commercial banks, even as the bank failure rate surged to the highest since the Great Depression. State insurance regulators in the 1990s who swore to the safety of annuities and life insurance policies, even as 6 million policyholders were being trapped in failed companies. Now I'm talking 90s. Paul, where do insurance mm-hmm. companies, where do they make their profits?
Well, since Warren Buffett bought Geico, they've made their profits through investment income.
Okay, so the investment portfolios that they've entered into go belly up. What happens?
Well, then that's exactly what happened in 2001. They were investing in dot-coms. They were investing in startups. I mean, they were taking just crazy risk, and they basically, a lot of them, they didn't go insolvent, but they were forced to raise rates, sometimes double, triple. I remember the company I worked with; they tripled their homeowners insurance rates in a matter of like a year.
Mm-hmm. And retirement funds and all of that stuff, the profits for the insurance companies to seek a greater bottom line to make money. See, now most people think of insurance companies, oh, well, they just play the law of averages. If they have enough people insured and only so many people make claims, and, well, they're getting a little bit on the money that they're holding, that's how insurance companies work.
Yeah, no. that's you know, the funny thing about it is that when the credit crisis hit in 2008, every insurance company out there was on the derivatives hook. AIG went down not because of bad mortgages, but because they were basically guaranteeing bad mortgages with these credit default swaps. In other words, they were insuring the bad debt against default.
Well, bottom line on this deal, folks, you got two choices. Seriously, this is what it boils down to. Believe the money masters and their manipulators, believe them and risk almost everything. Or strike out on an independent path to safety, protection, and the potential for a very substantial profit. Worst case scenario, you lose nothing. Best case scenario, you gain one heck of a lot. I mean, I know of no other way to put this. You got a couple of choices, folks, and that's about it. Keep the veil over your eyeballs. Keep trying to believe them. Oh, gosh, we're going to come back. Do you know how many business owners in this country? You know how many people, how many individuals think that, oh, well, God, you know, this money problem and jobs, you know, this has been going on for 5-6 years now. Maybe a little bit longer, but, you know, hey, 1929, the market fell out. Hey, just it was a decade later or a little bit more. We were back on top. Everything's going to be okay. People need to understand that there has never been this kind of debt out there dragging everything down in the history of mankind. And that is not an overstatement. This is a time bomb, folks. It is not if. It is when. And you are not going to know whether to go blind, get drunk, or wind your wristwatch when this thing blows up. If you do not take the corrective measures and get yourself some life insurance, because literally this is what we're talking about, your life. And it's going to be demonstrated by the fact of how smart you were trying to head in the direction of security, your insurance policy. Not going to a company for an insurance, you doing it yourself. I've tried to hammer this into people's heads for years, Paul.
And we're making it easy. I mean, we're talking, you can buy 40 ounces of silver. Normally we sell 100 ounces, but we're going to let people buy 40 ounces of silver because we're going to give everybody we can a chance to own some of the silver that's still available. And I'll tell you, John, you know, we just added some things to the website that they're screaming deals. I mean, we've got the 1 ounce unsigned security gold bar, mm-hmm. tamper-proof pouch, other security features. This is the gold standard for gold bars. 0.99 pure gold bullion, 1 ounce. And we're selling this for $79 over spot. $79 over spot. On the 1 ounce PAM Suisse bar, enclosed in a tamper evident card with security features as well. Same thing, 0.999. Only $79 over spot. We've got Maples, we've got Krugerrands, we've got Philharmonics, all only $99 over spot. And of course, we have Gold Eagles. Just basically contact us for pricing, 1-800-691-7898.
Now, for you people out there that have the latitude and the luxury, and you're still collectors, you still enjoy doing that, and you can go out there in the market to buy the Newsmismatics. I'll tell you a little bit about that a little bit later in the program. But we'll take your calls right after the bottom of the hour break, 800-313-9443. We shall be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Let's utilize one of my favorite inventions, the telephone, to go out to California to talk to Colin. Hello, Colin.
How you doing, John?
Fair to Midland, mostly good, under 75-degree skies in sunny, windless Texas.
It's about what it is out here, nice and... great day.
0 degree Fahrenheit under cloudy skies in...
Well, it's 70-something and low of 30-something, if I can remember right. Anyhow, I've called in a few times, and I still never hear the topic discussed about voiding the debt because it's mathematically impossible to pay off because the interest isn't monetized or created.
Right.
That makes it a Ponzi scheme and fraud. Now, this is our only solution. The only other solution is the bankers lay claim to every piece of property on the face of the earth. Now, I don't know why you guys don't discuss this. I've asked you numerous times, both of you, and you never talk about it.
I've discussed it numerous times.
Well, and
I listen every day, and I never hear it. So when are you talking about?
I've said debt repudiation is a solution, but we don't have the politicians that are going to do it. They're all bought and paid
for. We don't, but the people have to understand that, hey, it's null and void because of fraud.
Right.
It's mathematically impossible to pay off, and the only other solution is they own everything and they're our masters.
Right. Yes, yes, and yes. So what's the mystery?
Well, let's talk about voiding debt. That's what the topic every day should be, educating the people on how it's fraud and we need to void it. Then everybody's problems are over. You don't have a mortgage anymore. You don't have a car payment anymore because they created it out of thin air.
Colin,
all of a sudden, the economy starts booming.
Colin, no, well, yeah, the economy starts booming using what currencies?
Well, that gold and silver. How's that? We're going to have to scrap this currency anyway. They've already abused the hell out of it anyhow,
okay,
right?
Okay, Colin, let me interject here. That means that the United States government either has to default on this Ponzi scheme that they're doing, so the states finally figure out, well, wait a minute, maybe we need to pick up the gauntlet for our own survival. Okay, one, I would say that has to happen. But here's a thought that I had today, Colin, that might satisfy you a little bit. You know, with this gun confiscation thing that you know that they're cooking up, if we have our second American Revolution, remember this, possession is 9/10 of the law.
Yeah,
we,
but
at that
people
point,
don't understand why, meaning the debt was crazy. See, they think that they owe the loan and that they feel guilty if they don't pay it because they think, like, the banker went out and earned that money.
Yeah.
They don't understand that the banker didn't earn that money. The banker created the money out of thin air with a bookkeeping entry.
Right.
See, that's what needs to be hammered into their heads.
All right,
so
let me,
everybody understands.
Okay, Colin, let me give you a couple of prime examples then, if that's what you're looking for, and maybe this will spell it out clearer for people. Let's take the issue here of how the Fed Reserve and securities and commercial banks and all that other stuff. Let's say that the Fed itself writes a check for $1 million. Now, this money is created out of thin air with nothing more than a book entry.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike a personal check, there's no money on deposit to cover the check. The Fed gives a securities dealer the check, and the dealer gives the Fed government a security bond. The bond
and
is,
the people pay for
it. Let me finish here, Colin. Pull him down so I can talk. The bond is backed by the government's assets and Congress' good faith pledge on behalf of the American people. The dealer deposits the check in the bank. The bank sends the check to the Fed for payment, who credits the bank's account for $1 million. Now, understand this. The creation of a loan is a little different than when you go to your neighborhood bank. Again, the money that is loaned is created out of thin air with nothing more than a book entry. And I'll give you a prime example here, Colin. How the bank creates a mortgage lien on a house. Say a man who owns a building, lot, and has 20 grand, needs an additional 75 grand to build a house. Now, if the banker finds the collateral sufficient, he may credit the man's checking account with, say, 5,000, maybe for a little oversight, to 80 grand, minus several points for expenses against which checks can be written to pay for construction. When the house is completed, it will have a lien at 12 or 15% or whatever, and after the buyer or the builder, you, working 30 years to liquidate the debt, the owner will have paid perhaps $300,000 for something that didn't cost the bankers a dime in the first place. And that's the magic of fractional reserve banking. I've gone to great extents, Colin, to tell people how the Ponzi scheme is working.
Yes, but the solution is to let's stop doing the Ponzi scheme and let's void the debt.
Well, let's talk about
it. It's the only solution.
Yeah. Colin, I want to just throw one other thought out here. When you say debt, you're talking about consumer debt as well as government debt,
I'm talking about government, national debt, and consumer debt, because the bankers
didn't put any skin in the game.
Consumer
debt is $5 trillion.
Help me out here, producer. Pull him down. When Paul's trying to answer him, Colin's going to keep getting frustrated and trying to inject here. Go ahead, Paul. Please.
All the consumer debt in the United States equals about $5 trillion. If you take a look at the amount of debt that the government has incurred on our behalf through the Federal Reserve, it's closer to, I've seen figures as high as $122 trillion. So the fact is, if you look at most consumer debt, with the exception of credit cards, there was something of value that was given to us. On the other hand, when we look at government debt, this is stuff we got nothing for. All we got was debt. That's the stuff we should repudiate.
Well, what about all the auto loans and all the credit card debt that the bankers have no skin in the game?
Did you get a car? Let me ask you a question. Did you get a car?
Yes, I've had car loans, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you got a car, right?
Yeah, that I paid three times the value for after the interest had been paid, yes. Uh-huh.
Right, but you also had the option of paying cash for the car and not paying any interest on it.
Yes, I do, but that doesn't make their crime any less.
Well, here's the thing, though. You took something of value. What I'm trying to explain to you is you can't throw consumer debt in there, because consumer debt, $5 trillion is nothing compared to the $122 trillion of debt that we've incurred on our currency.
Wait a minute. Why can they counterfeit what they're so-called loaning me? they have a license to counterfeit out of the creative, out of thin air to loan it to me, and I got to work 5 or 10, or if it's a car loan, or 30 years for a home loan. Why do I have to work 30 years for something they take a computer entry and take 30 minutes on?
You don't have to do that. You can pay cash. Let me tell you something. I pay cash. I had a credit card for 10 years.
Then
you
I
pay
have
cash.
I don't drive cars.
Colin, you have other options. He said you can pay cash for it. You don't have to go into their usury or their indebted or the tax for using their so-called money. You can pay cash or you can do without. Now, it's your choice whether you want to jump into that game of buying a $100,000 house and paying $350,000 back to these people.
So you condone what they're doing now.
I didn't say okay. Come on, Colin.
We're just saying basically you're talking apples and oranges. When you start talking about consumer debt, we did get something of value for the money. Now, I'm not saying it's fair that we have to pay three times the value of the object back to them.
Yeah.
But that is the contract that you signed. I haven't signed any of those contracts. I'm going to tell you something. The key for Americans is for them to stop trying to live a king's lifestyle on pauper's wages. That was the solution 30 years ago. The reason why we have so much consumer debt is because people were living without, well beyond their means, and literally they were funding it by borrowing money from the banksters. I got to be honest with you. That was a personal choice I chose not to make. And there's a lot of other people out there that chose not to make that. And I don't think basically the government has any right to come in and to say that that contract is null and void because I don't want to pay on it anymore. What makes it null and void is whether or not I got something of value and whether or not they kept to the terms of the agreement that I signed. That's what makes it a legitimate contract. We start talking about government debt. The government entered into this debt through the Federal Reserve System, which I didn't vote for, you didn't vote for. That's a whole new animal. And in reality, that's what's destroying this country.
And he's looking for a solution to this, and I can understand it. But what has been rigged, the game, the entire monetary systems in the entire planet have been rigged on the fiat money system. And I understand you're looking for a solution until such time in this country that people finally figure out and demand of the government, hey, we're not doing the Ponzi stuff anymore. Look what it has done to us. This is what Ron Paul tried to get across to people. And I swear to God, when he explained it, the people's response was they look like damn zombies. Because the programming has been so well received and entrenched in their minds. What they've been taught about money. Oh, the need to save. And all of these other things. They don't understand how this system has been set up. And I feel your frustration, Colin, but you're asking us for a solution to a problem. We know what the solution is, but the problem is how to get from here to there. And we're going to need a hell of a lot of help doing that. And one angry phone call ain't going to accomplish what you're looking for. We understand what the problem is. We demonstrate what the problem is. We know what some of the solutions are. But how to get there is another thing entirely. So, Paul, I don't know what else to do with Colin here. I understand what he's saying. But he's looking for a solution. Well, how can they get away with that? And why should they? And why should we have to do this? You know, look. You want to talk about cars. He's gone out and had to pay 2-3 times the value of the car for a loan because he didn't have cash for it, or he didn't want to buy a good used car. And again, his choices. What the auto companies are doing right now is offering 0%. If you've got something of a credit rating out there right now, and they don't feel that you're going to default, well, they're giving you loans, or it's really not a loan, they're giving you a car for 0%. And you can option out to 60 months or 72 months. The longer the term of it, the less per month is the payment. Basically, what they're offering you is a layaway plan, but you get to drive what you've laid away, if you understand that. Now, who's putting this money up? It's not the banks that are doing it. They're merely processing the loans. It's the car companies themselves that are putting up their profits, their money, against that car that you're buying. Now, are they going to lose money? Well, of course they are, over the term of 60 months. What's happening with the dollar? It's continuing to devalue. But they figured out, wait a minute, if we're going to keep manufacturing here, we're going to keep bringing product to marketplace, we're going to put up our own money to do it. Now, the shysters figured out a long time ago, General Motors, they watched banks, commercial banks, going, well, okay, well, these guys are making loans. Well, we're going to start our General Motors Acceptance Corporation. We're going to do our own financing. We're going to back it with the profit of our company to go out there at interest to loan people money so they can buy our cars. But what's happening right now and how desperate they are is they're putting up their own money so you can buy one of their products at zero interest. Now, that's not a long-term fix for this in a fiat-based economy. That's temporary. They're trying to survive, and they're moving inventory. It's a buyer's market right now, and what, like I said, what a grand plan, the layaway plan. You don't have to make the last payment on it in order to receive it. You get to drive it.
John, I'll tell you, my frustration, seriously, is one of the things that has to change is people just got to change their spending habits. I mean, it is what it is. You know, I mean, you see these new toys coming out every week, every 2 weeks, every month. Everybody's got to have it. They stand in line to get it. And, you know, we got to discipline ourselves, because if we have the same spending habits, we're going to end up in the same position, because you can't live on more than what you have. You just can't do it.
Well,
no one can do that.
In an economy, if the fiat money system is cruising along, yeah, you can survive. But in a situation such as this, you will not survive. And this is what it's coming down to. People's choices are becoming limited. And I wish, Colin, that I could tell you that, well, the brighter minds are going to get together and they're going to decide that this is not a good thing for the country. I mean, seriously, because what's at stake now? And they fully realize this, and so do we. They start talking truth about the financial markets and the debt that I illustrated by that Italian story. That they can't tell people what the derivative debt really is, because the markets would collapse tomorrow. It would expose their fraud. How much longer will the circus continue? I don't know. It depends on how much more money they want to print to devalue all of their currencies. To stave off what inevitably is going to happen. Yeah, it's screwed up, and I hate it as much as you do. But you're calling me, and you're asking me for a solution to this problem. We've given several, even using their fiat currency system within our own state with state banks, so we keep the money circulating. Yeah, it's beat up, and it's devalued, and it's tattered. Yeah, we get it. But doing this by state to keep that money at least circulating within your own state for your own economy. Take a look at North Dakota. What did they do? They did exactly that. What's their unemployment rate? It sure as hell isn't like everybody else's. Is that a perfect solution? No. Precious metal-backed currency would be the solution, but they've floated so much paper crap out there that they'd have to do a devaluation to back it with anything. And you ain't going to like that either. So we know what the problem is, and we do discuss some of the solutions. But right now, we're still in the education phase for most people in this country. They don't have a damn clue. And until they do, what are they going to demand? Oh, well, you know, Mr. Obama has got to provide us with more jobs. Well, Mr. Obama can't. He cannot. If anybody understands market practice and what really makes things go, you know damn right well he's a liar. He lied to our faces yesterday. Oh, well, the economy's starting to pick up. No, it's not. It is not. It's continuing to fade. So anyhow, Colin, don't buy any more new cars, okay? Dan in Illinois. Hello, Dan.
Hi, buddies.
Hi.
What's up, John?
Hey, I'm not down. I'm just, you know, I got a real sense here, Dan, that, you know, it was my fault for not explaining to people what the solutions are. And we're getting hammered because we're not the end-all, be-all here, and I can't wave my magic wand to make people like Colin shut up. We all know what the problem is. And Colin, I feel you, man. We all do. We're all going through the same thing. But until such time that the people in this country wise up to the fraud and the Ponzi scheme that has actually gone on, what if you're any lawyer will tell you this, by the way, if you don't ask the right question, you're not going to get the right answer, and you already know the answer to the question before it is even asked. I'm sorry, Dan, go ahead.
Are you familiar with Dr. James Garrow?
I'm sorry, Dr. who?
James Garrow, G G-A-R-R-O-W.
No.
He is the author of The Pink Pagoda, One Man's Quest to End Genocide in China. He spent over $25 million over the past 16 years rescuing Chinese baby girls due to the one child per couple policy over there, and he finds them homes, and he's got 168 schools with nearly 6,300 employees. Now, this is what he posted on his Facebook. I have just been informed by a former senior military leader that Obama is using a new litmus test in determining who will stay and who must go in his military leaders. Get ready to explode, folks. The new litmus test of leadership in the military is if they will fire on U.S. citizens or not.
And you know
those who will not are being removed.
Well, and Dan, this process, this purge, has been going on for a number of years. And you know what? There's a silver lining to that scenario. The people that he's going to bounce out of the military are going to be the future leaders of the resistance to what they are doing.
My sentiment, exactly.
Well, and there's something else that they do not understand. And this is the fallacy of their gun control argument about the semi-automatics. Yeah, big deal. Semi-automatic weapons. What about a .30-06 in the hands of an experienced man? Do you realize we have about a 40 million man standing army that has gone out in the field, so to speak, during hunting season? 35 to 40 million of them. And guess what they didn't do? They didn't shoot each other. They hit the targets of which they were shooting at. Now, do you actually think that the government is going to leave us with our hunting rifles? One shot, one kill at quite a distance? That's a fallacy. Oh, well, the weapons are just for hunting and sportsman stuff, plinking targets and whatever else. They understand fully the threat that is right under their very nose.
I think I sent you an email with some information like that.
I do believe you did, and I'm doing it off the top of memory that I read yesterday.
Very good. Well, I'll let you go, but I wanted to call and tell you thanks. I got my RBN bumper stickers and my business cards, and I'm ready to hand them all out. I'll be ordering more next week.
All righty. Dan, I appreciate it. You know, let's create more people that we can educate.
Because I'm working on it, brother.
You know, Dan, I think the most dangerous thing in the world is somebody that goes off half-cocked or has faulty information or not enough information. And this is the whole point of this network, to educate our fellow Americans. Once they are educated, then we can start coming up with the solutions to rectify the problems that we're facing right now. And I don't, this is a slow process. I know it is. But it is what is crucial. It cannot succeed. We cannot restore this country without this process. Period. I'm getting ahead.
If it weren't for people like you spreading the word, John, we'd all be a little bit further in the dark. So just keep on keeping on, my brother.
As long as we have the support to keep doing it, we will do exactly that. We have a mandate here. None of these people on this network are getting paid. Hell, I'm 2 months down on my bills right now. But that doesn't stop me. I just look at that as being a glitch. Dan, thanks for your call.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Ain't a problem.
Yeah, real quickly here, for you collectors out there. And again, these are people that are insulated enough and got enough money that they still like their numismatic and collectibles. We've got 1907 St. Gaudens, MS-63 or better. We've got St. Gaudens, again, 1907 MS-64 pluses, 65s. Okay, am I starting to get your interest here? Also have, what is a PCGS?
PCGS?
Yeah.
I have to look at the coin.
1909.
Honestly,
okay. At any rate, MS-64, and you've got it down as 1910 S's and 1910 D's, PCGS's. Mm-hmm. At any rate, you know what they are. So, at any rate.
Yeah.
Just to let
basically, John, just...
Yeah. Go ahead.
On those numismatics, I was talking to... I mean, we're really getting these from the source. And the best way to explain it is if you think about a coin that as a collector, maybe there's 16,000, 17,000, 20,000 in circulation. These are extremely rare coins. All the coins that are listed mm-hmm. in our numismatics section of our website are rare, which means that in many cases you're looking at only 1,000 of those coins in existence,
okay, gotcha.
Which only adds to their value.
Now, I mentioned earlier about the Andy Jacksons we have, and I just love these because not just because I designed it, okay? Not because I designed it, but who Andy Jackson was and his importance in our nation's history. Now, we have a two-roll minimum on those, which is 40. What's the price on those? Can you work that up quickly for me there, Paul?
Two rolls, $720.
Two rolls for $720? Is that each or
correct.
For both?
That's for both.
Okay. So 40 rounds, Andy Jackson's. These are .999 pure, folks. They've been, it's got the good stamp of approval on it. These are handsome little coins that sends. Oh, let me not go to jail. Let me call them rounds. I don't want to do the Von Nottinghaus faux pas. They are rounds, okay? But, folks, I like them better than bars. A lot of people like bars. Well, it's hard for denominations, you know, what is this thing? Oh, what's the bar? Well, I need to weigh it. Okay, what am I going to do with it? A lot of people opt for the one-ounce rounds because they're easy to negotiate. Okay, but 40 of those puppies, we have a two-roll minimum on those, $720, you said?
Yeah, let me, that's based on 10 per roll. So we would be looking at a minimum order
20.
Of 40 coins. So I'm sorry,
20
coins. 20,
so, 20 per roll, yeah. Okay. So 700, 720. Man, and I'll tell you
correct.
What. You know how many happy people we're going to have out there? We're going to have accolades and attaboys and backslapping going on like you wouldn't believe. If the figures that you gave and those prove to be correct here in the near future, what's your silver round going to be worth? What was the high figure?
$450 each, John. $450 each.
Oh man, I got to get me some because I sold off all my gold and silver to make this network function. I can't wait to have enough money, maybe one of these days, to go back into market. The only thing I'm doing is making you guys safe out there. And I guess that...
Let me clarify. $720 for one roll of 20,
okay.
1 ounce silver rounds.
I was going to say, man, your phone was going to blow off the hook. There was something that wasn't quite adding up there. And I was going, well, that's a hell of a deal. Let me see. That's about $15 a round. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. 800-691-7898. You're coming up next hour with the Drockton Report. And folks, take advantage of this. You'll have to wait an hour to talk to Paul, but call him. You're not going to be able to pile the accolades on us tall enough or deep enough. 800-691-7898. Folks, don't hesitate. Get your stuff in order now. Paul Drockton, thank you, man.
He had a great time. Thank you, John.
All righty, sir. That'll do it for us today. Back with you tomorrow, Wednesday's program. Might have a few surprises or two, so tune in then. We thank you all for being here today. And again, folks, give us a call tomorrow, 800-724-2719. Get a bumper sticker. Get some cards. Let's make more informed Americans so we can get on with the restoration project.